You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, when the Golden State Killer was arrested in April, it was thanks to the help of a Florida genealogy website. We talked to a reporter about how investigators are cracking more cases with genealogy databases. Now, the opioid epidemic has been the center of focus as overdoses and deaths have been on the rise in Wisconsin and around the country. But meth use has been lurking in the shadows as much of the attention has shifted. According to a new report, there was an estimated 167% increase in people testing positive for meth as part of job-related testing throughout the Midwest, including Wisconsin. And the concern over meth has State Attorney General Brad Schimmel assigning more resources to awareness campaigns to drive down usage of the drug. Our next guest is a doctor who has worked on drug-related task forces and treated patients affected by meth and other addictive drugs. Dr. Chris Eberlein is an emergency physician at Gunderson Health System. Dr. Eberlein, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, from what you've seen in your own work and in the numbers around the state, are we seeing a big increase in the use of meth?
I think it's been there all along, at least in the numbers I've seen in our community. It's been an underlying problem. The addicts tend to change drug usage, oftentimes being depending on cost, availability, things of that nature. We have seen an increase in meth mixed with opiates, which has been a real concern around here as well. And when we review a lot of the deaths locally, we've seen meth has been kind of an underlying theme in a lot of deaths. The trick is that oftentimes meth doesn't kill you instantly like a heroin overdose or opiate overdose, but there's a strong association with the methamphetamine abuse and perhaps poor decision-making that leads to other overdoses, and that it's been a real concern, at least in our community, from the numbers I've seen, and statewide, nationwide. Meth has not left the rural communities. I think maybe it just got pushed to the side a little bit with the opiate epidemic that we're having, but it's been there all along.
When it comes to treating an addiction, as you say, we've heard a lot more about heroin and other opioid drugs. Is meth similar in terms of addiction treatment, or are there different strategies needed?
There isn't the medication-assisted treatments that we have for heroin and the opiates. So there is different strategies that have to be employed. And what I've heard from addicts and some of the people that treated it is as hard, if not more difficult, to treat someone on meth than it is on the opiates as well. So it's a substantial problem with as far as addiction goes, for sure.
Let's talk about the consequences of meth use. As you said, it doesn't have that immediate overdose death probability anyway that we see with the fentanyls and other drugs. But first, what are some of the short-term consequences of meth abuse?
Short-term, and where some people have died short-term, I don't want that to be confused. It can kill you short-term. From heart effects. Oftentimes, you know, this is a stimulant. It will cause rapid heart rate, very high blood pressures. You could have a heart attack. You can have a stroke. Long term, it hurts those same blood vessels because, you know, for so much population, we're on high blood pressure medications. We're trying to protect the blood vessels from that constant elevation in pressure. Well, these methamphetamine abusers are doing that via pill, increasing their blood pressure to dangerous levels frequently by taking that drug. So then you get that harm to those blood vessels. And it's really severe premature aging of your cardiovascular system. And then along with it, the thing that we see oftentimes in the ER, and I think a lot of people miss, is the psychosis and mental health problems that a lot of these addicts have. It's a really difficult psychosis to treat. They absolutely refuse to believe it's from the methamphetamine use, and oftentimes they're very reluctant to get treatment for it.
And as I understand it, meth use often leads to more meth use. One's tolerance of it builds up, so the same dose wouldn't affect a person at the same level, so they seek more, and people end up in this cycle maybe going on for multiple days of using it again and again to keep the influence of the meth going.
For sure. It's a very common theme that we see where they start, they get the initial high, it wears off, they get very tired because they've had that stimulation and probably been up for a long period of time at that point. and then they to function more, they take more, and then it's that vicious cycle of increasing dosing. In a way, somewhat analogous to the heroin and opiate addicts, where they keep taking more and more to try to get to that baseline.
Talking to Dr. Chris Eberlein from Gunderson Health System about meth in Wisconsin, a campaign from the Attorney General called No Meth, an ad campaign geared at prevention. And let's talk about prevention, Dr. Eberlein. It always seems like that's going to be our best bet, our most cost-effective way to deal with the problem. What do we know about prevention when it comes to meth use?
You know, unfortunately, you know, we know some, obviously, with good education, that primary prevention is very important. You know, we probably don't have as much knowledge about prevention, you know, like with opiates, where we know that 80% of heroin users started abusing prescription opiates, so we can really target those prescription opiates. We don't have that correlation yet as far as with other medications or drugs that we could look at that perhaps are playing a role. So from that standpoint, there needs to be a lot more work to be done, but clearly with knowledge of how dangerous this drug is, I think part of it, like I said before, I'm seeing a lot of opiate addicts who will offset the sleepiness they get from an opiate with methamphetamine. So it's always interesting because it seems like they're trying to get back to the baseline where they initiated all of this from, but you know, they should have just not started using in the first place, and they wouldn't be trying to get back to that baseline. But they keep overshooting the median by taking these drugs on each extreme.
So they could have this cycle where they alternate an opioid, a meth, opioid, meth, back and forth, ad infinitum.
Yep, and sometimes you even see them mix them together. So we've seen that a few times where they'll get the initial opiate sedation and high off of that, and then shortly thereafter, because the methamphetamine lasts longer, they'll end up having this extreme agitation and the opposite cycle of it, insomnia and agitation, psychosis, problems like that we see in the ER.
You mentioned addiction treatment earlier. Do we have facilities and resources for addiction treatment in Wisconsin, and do we have those facilities where the people are who need them?
There are facilities, but similar to opiate addiction, they're somewhat limited, and in fact, the inpatient treatment facilities are not always, you know, there's only a few of them in the state, so the majority of people do have to travel extended distances to get to these treatment facilities. The other thing with meth from the inpatient treatment side that I've seen, oftentimes they want them there approximately, you know, 30 days or longer. It takes that long to get someone off these off of methamphetamine. So it's a very prolonged treatment, very costly, and yes, we have too few resources as far as treatment facilities. It's oftentimes difficult to get into these facilities. They're either full, don't accept the insurance that they carry, they don't have insurance, things of that nature.
Yeah, even if somebody has insurance and wants this treatment, how common is it that insurance will cover 30 days or more of inpatient treatment?
Yeah, it can be difficult to obtain approval for and treatment for such an extended length of treatment, for sure.
Do we have success stories around the country where a community made a coordinated effort to cut back on meth use and, yeah, we saw good results? Are there places you look to for examples?
I haven't seen any great examples of a community that has had remarkable success in lowering their methamphetamine use. Like I said, it's hard to tell because oftentimes this goes in cycles. So did they just happened to get lucky and there was a downward trend to begin with. And that's part of the problem with these drugs.
Is there an overlap? You mentioned psychosis resulting from sustained prolonged meth use. Is there an overlap between a need for mental health care and addiction treatment or even addiction prevention?
Yeah, there's always an overlap. Very few of these drug addicts don't have an underlying psychiatric disorder, whether it be depression, bipolar, mania. It's almost close, you know, you can never say 100%, but the vast majority have other psychiatric illnesses that clearly play a role in their addiction habits.
And getting back to the Attorney General's campaign, this No Meth, K-N-O-W, Meth ad campaign, Is this something that you're hopeful that it'll get the word out? It'll maybe help jumpstart prevention efforts at schools and families around the state?
Yeah, we're always hopeful these prevention activities and efforts work because, like you had mentioned, it is by far the most effective, cost-effective means of controlling these illicit substances in our communities is prevention. It's very hard to treat and hard to get them out of the community once it's already there.
Dr. Eberlein, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Dr. Chris Eberlein is an emergency physician at Gunderson Health System. He joined us today to talk about meth use in Wisconsin and the impact the drug's having on people and communities around the state.